green in your pocket. And the reason it's an old deal, Greg, we've been doing it for 35 years. That's the green old deal. So come here.
I love that idea, Randy. That is brilliant. Give us your location and hours, please.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, just a third of a mile south of McDonald's. We're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. And the good woman can make sure I'm in church on Sunday.
And we thank you for your time, as always, and for your cleverness, especially. I love that green old deal. At Prattville Farm Center, news and views next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Karen McHugh. Seven women have now come forward with claims that Joe Biden touched them in ways that made them feel uncomfortable. The former VP released a video Wednesday saying he gets it.
You know, social norms have begun to change, they've shifted, and the boundaries of protecting personal space have been reset. And I get it. I get it. I hear what they're saying. I understand it. And I'll be much more mindful.
Biden's yet to officially announce whether he'll run in 2020. Keeping the border issue front and center, President Trump heads to Calexico, California tomorrow for a firsthand look.
He also wants America to be able to see that in his presence, and the folks in the media that will be traveling with him will get a chance to see some of the things that are going on the ground and hear from the people that are dealing with this crisis day in and day out.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders on Fox and Friends. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
We are getting into a very active weather pattern for the next several days with a series of storm systems. Today, a warm day, high around 76. Risk of thunderstorms developing this afternoon. In fact, even a better chance by later in the afternoon into the evening hours and tonight. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side with damaging wind gusts possible. Our weather app will keep you on top of it. Get it on your phone or tablet today. Low temperature tonight, 61. Tomorrow and Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms are a good bet at times. Tomorrow's high near 80. Saturday's high, low 80s. On Sunday, more thunderstorms will develop. A couple of those could be on the strong side, especially later in the day. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey says the state is working to address issues highlighted in the Department of Justice's investigation into Alabama prisons. The DOJ says the prisons fail to protect inmates from violence, sexual abuse, and do not provide safe living conditions. A Perry County man will spend the rest of his life in prison after he was found guilty of multiple sex charges. A judge sentenced Tony Simmons to 9 life sentences. Last November, he was convicted on 1 count of rape, 4 counts of sodomy, and 4 counts of sexual abuse. And major work is underway at Klein Park in downtown Montgomery. City leaders announced Wednesday it will be renamed Montgomery Plaza. The park will soon have statues of Rosa Parks and Richard Montgomery. The project should be finished in December. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the
evening with Lyle Lovett and his large band. August 11th at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. She's no lady, she's no wife. The four-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Lyle Lovett. Here I am. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Lyle Lovett and his large band, presented by Big Spring Entertainment and the Montgomery Performing Arts Center.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Now at the Home Depot, save up to 35% off appliance special buys. Like the Samsung stainless steel side-by-side refrigerator, just $9.98. You save $300. It's big enough to hold 25 bags of groceries. Unload those, and if that makes you thirsty, you'll really love the external ice maker and water dispenser. Today is the day for doing. Spring Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through April 17th.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me. Saying, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realize it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you yesterday. You've forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch the hood wink. Cause I make you stop, think. You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the shallot sweets. I like the sushi cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes because I'm
never knew it said hot like wasabi.
It's
new. I got Dave Mowry in the studio. Jack is out. I think he may just end up taking the whole week off and come back Monday. I'm not kidding because he's not going to be here tomorrow because they do that TV show.
I know it's funny because I heard you the other day and I was like, and I meant to text you and be like, I mean, I would have come in.
Well, you're welcome every day.
Oh, I know, but you know.
Our number 272, I warned you. I said, if you do this too often, it becomes a job and it's no longer fun.
It's true.
Though I still have fun.
I mean,
but,
you know.
But that's because
I don't feel like I do it too often because it doesn't feel like a job.
Okay, well, then you need to come more.
we'll make it a job.
Here's what I tell people. 8 days out of 10, it's the greatest job in the history of mankind. It's like getting paid to play a game. You know, like people who drive cars for a living, like race car drivers. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine that. And people who play baseball or basketball. Play basketball. You get paid to go out and play basketball 82 nights a year. What a great job. Radio's the same way. But I bet the basketball players and the car drivers think the exact same thing that I think. 8 days out of 10, this is a dream job.
Yeah.
2 days out of 10, it's a job.
Yeah.
You know, you walk in and...
Well, and there's nothing going on or there's no prep or your guest bails or you double book guests.
I did that the other day. It was Tuesday I double booked somebody. Yeah, didn't mean to.
Is that when the mayor was on?
No, yeah, it was. Yeah. But this was at 11. This was 11. I had George Dennis from up in Birmingham.
I heard that part. Yeah, oh, the man, barber guy.
Yes. What a dream. You talk about a dream job. Get paid to manage a racetrack.
That was right after the funniest segment. Only really I would probably realize how funny it was.
What was that?
When you said about the mayor about it's accessible. And you said, sometimes people call and they call you a bum. And I was like, I could hear his reaction.
He had a look at his face like, what?
Wait, what? People don't... And that's just the way,
bum?
That's just the way you talk, you know? Yeah. And so, but it was funny because I know that because I know you and I come on the show and I know him pretty well too. And I was like, that was really funny because Todd's like, wait a minute, I'm not a bum.
That was the look on his face was bum.
Bum?
Who's a bum?
It's like when you call something a W, it's a dud.
Got me all choked up. I almost died this morning, Dave. I almost died.
Really? That's right, you did.
I walked out into my garage. I did the same thing I do every morning. I put my bag down right next to the car door. I open the car door. I throw the bag into the car. I did that this morning, and there was what appeared to be like a rattlesnake or some sort of deathly I don't know, death noodle, whatever you call it, danger noodle, right next to my car. I almost died, and then I realized it was a stick with a little moss on it. But it was the scariest moment I've had in a long time. My neighbors probably heard me. If they didn't, they're deaf or still asleep. I might have woken people up. Because in the garage, you know, everything echoes. It was one of those, moments.
And, yes.
It happens. It happens. All right. Here's what we're going to do. Our number, 272-9228. We've got a lot of news to get through, including some Dave-specific news.
Dave?
Dave-specific news. There's a new book out.
Ooh. Really?
Let's see if I can find it here. Where did it go? I had this story.
This could go a lot of ways.
I had a story all printed off.
I read a lot of weird stuff.
It's, well, this one's...
It's even weirder.
Dadgummit, I don't know where I printed it.
Son of a...
We'll have to cover it. I'll have to run down to the break. It's probably sitting on the printer. It's a great book. A fantastic book on the assassination of Bobby Kennedy.
Ooh.
And how Sirhan did not do it. Definitively proven he did not do it. So I'm looking forward to that. I also have...
That is Dave-specific.
That is very Dave-specific. I know you're into JFK's death. You ever look at Robert Kennedy's
death? Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, RFK was not killed by Sirhan. No,
listen,
not at all.
I'm telling you, I gave you two books for Christmas. If you read them, you'll know what I think.
I'm halfway through one.
It gets
deep. That book's hard to read.
Really? It's staccato, right?
It is so staccato. It's like Hemingway on death.
Wait till the second one.
Really?
Yeah, because the second one was like... 100 or like 300 pages longer, and they told him, they were like, you have to cut, and he went in and cut out every adverb.
Are you serious? So
there's some story like that. He cut out like every part of like some sort of like some part of speech. I think it was adverbs.
Well, I am enjoying it, but it is it's like a Hemingway on meth is the only way I can describe it. It's even short. I remember the first time I read Hemingway, I read Old Man and the Sea, which is a great book.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, you didn't like it.
It's okay.
But, I mean, it's enough of the four-word sentences.
Yeah. I liked...
he went out.
I liked Sun Also Rises.
Yeah.
For Whom the Bell Tolls is pretty good. You know.
But this book you get... What's the author's name? The book you get?
Oh, James Ellroy.
James Ellroy. Yeah. He writes... like, I can picture a guy with, like, actually smoking meth and typing at the same time. It's so fast-paced.
Yeah, it's very, it's very speedy.
It's like, you know the Jack Kerouac scenes where they're on Benzedrine and they're driving?
Yeah.
And he's trying to write so that you feel like you're in the car
on
Benzedrine.
That's exactly what the whole book feels like, right?
The whole book is like that.
Yeah.
It's exhausting.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 minutes after reading it, you're like...
It's hilarious. That's a very good description.
Three more women accused Joe Biden of inappropriate touching. For those keeping track
creepy
at home,
Uncle Joe.
Creepy Uncle Joe. We're up to seven total women. Seven total women now have told their story, including one of them has a picture. Now, I'm sorry. This is inappropriate touching. There's a picture of Joe Biden forehead to forehead with a young woman.
Is she one of the accusers?
Yes.
I mean, because she seems like she's not like jumping away.
He's the vice president.
Oh, so it's allowed?
No, it's not allowed.
If you're famous.
It's not allowed.
They'll let you do anything.
It's not that it's allowed. It's just that what do you do in that moment? Like the one woman who said he came up behind her and rubbed her shoulders and kissed her head. And she's like, oh, he's the vice president. Who am I going to tell?
True.
That's a good way to ruin your life. Mere hours after Joe Biden published a video where he vowed to be more respectful towards women, three more women came forward. They came forward to the Washington Post to share their own stories about their encounters with the former Veep, bringing the total number of women to seven.
I mean, but I'll tell you what. Remember we watched that YouTube clip?
Yeah.
What year was that from? Like 2011?
Probably.
So it's weird in that the tide has kind of turned or whatever, that it used to be something funny about Joe Biden. Everybody knows that he does this. Everyone in politics, everybody knows that he does this. And so it's like, it's funny that now it's like being turned into like, it's being weaponized.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just like a thing about him. You know? And it's so funny too, because like I read this tweet yesterday that like one of the senators from Hawaii, a female, was talking to the media about it. And another senator, a Republican, came up and put his hands on her shoulders and whispered in her ear. it's like maybe that's a maybe that's a way that people talk.
I don't know.
I mean,
you watch Joe Biden do this to the kids in the signing ceremonies and how he's rubbing all over them. It's creepy. It's not that the tide has turned.
But here's the thing. I don't think he gets jollyment out of it.
I do.
Do you?
Oh, absolutely.
I think it's just how he is.
I think this goes
into tactile.
I think this goes into his old bank. I do.
Okay.
I hate to be coarse about it, but I absolutely think he's...
Yeah, you know.
It's hard to... there's some things I want to say, but I'm not going to say because it'll offend like two-thirds of our audience.
I like to offend three-thirds of the audience, Baron.
I can offend up to a third at a time. Like when I was going on about filters on Facebook yesterday, that's a third.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a third. I'm not going for two-thirds.
Right.
But there are certain norms of conduct. Now, here's why it's happening. The reason there are seven women coming out, the reason it's to the Washington Post... The reason it's about Joe Biden, they are terrified of Joe Biden being the nominee against Donald J. Trump.
Correct.
The globalists, the corporatists, the whores, the establishment, the deep state, nobody wants Joe Biden running against Donald Trump for a couple reasons. One is it takes the issue of sexual assault off the table. You can no longer act like Donald Trump is a bad sexual assaulter because you have, you know, hundreds of hours of video footage of Joe Biden grasping women and children in horrific ways. I mean, you just run that for 30 seconds. Say, is this the guy you want as president? What's he going to do to Theresa May? You know, is he going to go up and tune in Tokyo? But the real reason is they're trying to erase down the memory hole the entire Obama presidency.
Right.
It was an absolute disaster. An absolute disaster. And I think more and more people are coming to realize.
Well, it's funny, too, because now there's this thing where, like, the professional left thinks it was, too.
Well, what are you going to...
Which is hilarious.
Say Obama ran for a third term. Let's say that there was, like, the Alabama rule. You just can't succeed yourself more than once. But you could run for a third term. If Obama ran against Trump in 2020...
I've got those Fire Spotify playlists.
Well, I mean, seriously, what's he going to run on?
I'm very woke.
He can't run on Obamacare because it's gone.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. He can't run
on
his...
Did you like your health plan? Did you like your health care plan?
I did.
Did you get to keep it?
No.
Wait. No, they told me that...
No, they lied to you.
They told me that you could keep it.
The maybe kind of sounded like Obama. Maybe.
Did we not get Neil Gorsuch?
No, we did get Neil Gorsuch.
What's the other guy's name?
Merrick Garland.
Oh, yes.
No, you didn't get Merrick
Garland. Very good friend of mine. Was he not confirmed?
No. What I'm saying is you can't run on Obamacare. Yeah. You can't run on his Middle East foreign policy.
Oh, you can't?
No, you can't.
Wait. We gave $200 billion in cash to Iran is not a way to run?
No.
You don't want to cut a commercial of just like the planes like lined up over Hartsfield in Atlanta, just like they're landing in Tehran just full of cash?
$170 billion in cash?
Cash.
Foreign cash, not even American cash.
Cash.
You can't run on your foreign policy. You can't run on your domestic policy. You can't run... I mean, so this is what this is why they're scared of Joe Biden.
Right.
Because Trump is absolutely... You can't run on his trade deals. Speaking of trade deals, I got two different pieces of news here. When we get back, I got to take a break. When we get back, I got two different pieces of news that are going to contrast. I'm going to contrast these two pieces of news, and I'm going to explain why Donald Trump is going to win 40-plus states when the 2020 election comes. I have two pieces of news, one from the United States, one from Europe. And when I read these two pieces back-to-back, I'm not even going to have to do any analysis. Sometimes you can just read the headline. 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. I'll read the headlines, and you'll say, maybe there is something to American first. America first economics. 21 minutes after. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, back after this.
To start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say,
news and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wiley Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
He learned to pitch in your backyard. Now his team's coming over to celebrate their high school championship. So you need to patch those bare spots fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington's been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
Now at the Home Depot, save up to 35% off appliance special buys. Like the Samsung stainless steel side-by-side refrigerator, just $9.98. You save $300. It's big enough to hold 25 bags of groceries. Unload those, and if that makes you thirsty, you'll really love the external ice maker and water dispenser. Today is the day for doing. Spring Black Friday savings now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details, valid through April 17th.
Brought to you on a daily basis by our friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
I'm so hungry.
They have a great special this week.
Yeah.
Shrimp and mushrooms and asparagus over pasta and a lemon wine sauce. Yes,
good
sir.
Good God.
Yes, I know. I've not ruled out just eating 16 servings of the special for lunch one day, which I could probably do. I'm starving today.
I am too. You know, I told you I've been doing the 5T thing.
Yeah. Today's one of your two?
No, yesterday.
Oh, but so like, yeah, you're ready to eat now. Oof.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Go to one of their two convenient locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, or the Zelda Place location right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. As we get a little closer to the lunch hour. I'll tell you a little bit more about the menu and what they have going on over there. It is Wind Down Wednesday, though. No, yesterday was Wind Down Wednesday. It's Remember Yesterday Thursday. all right, here are the two headlines. First, I'll start overseas. German manufacturing collapse. Awful industrial orders plunge most since financial crisis. One day after Germany's leading economic institutes slashed their forecasts for 2019 growth by more than half, Germany again confirmed just how bad the manufacturing recession is at the heart of the Eurozone, when it reported that industrial orders fell by the biggest margin sequentially in more than 2 years in February, slumping 4.2%, badly missing consensus expectations. On an annual basis, the collapse was almost unprecedented, with the 8.2% drop matching the worst since the global financial crisis. So that's what's going on in Europe. Germany is Europe. Don't worry about France and Spain and Hungary and Poland and Austria. Germany is Europe.
Germany?
That's why Germany has twice tried to take over the world. That's why...
Germany?
That's why the globalists, the corporatists, and the whores are trying to reduce
What's some
Germany
of that other beer
ashes.
We got?
Huh?
What's some of that other beer we got?
Müller?
Coors? Budweiser?
Budweiser? You got to get the
Weiser. Budweiser?
Budweiser? Now, that is what's going on in Germany. Germany is Europe. All right, this is why your globalist corporatist whores are trying to destroy Germany with immigration. Because as Germany goes, so goes Europe. That was the headline in Germany. Industrial orders plunge most since financial crisis. Manufacturing is absolutely getting obliterated over there. Now, here is the United States headline. U.S. jobless claims fall to a 49-year low.
Oh. Are those things interlocked?
Used to be, we were told for 35 years in our economic classes that the world is global now.
It's global.
So goes Germany and China and Japan. So goes the United States. You can't have a growing United States economy unless the world's economy is simultaneously growing at the same time. This is the new world order we've been talking about. It's ushered in. It's here.
It's here.
George Bush in 1991 took to the television and talked about it. I don't know
Thousand
if you've seen the interview.
Thousand points of light. New
this
world
is what
order.
It was all about.
I will not raise your taxes. Oh, wait.
Oh, that was different.
Oh, that's different.
Here's the headline. U.S. jobless claims fall to a 49-year low below all forecast. The last time they were this low was December 1969. December 1969. The same month
nice.
That Abbey Road went to number one. Nice. 1969. The summer of love had just ended.
Ringo had a pretty good song on that one. Octopus's Garden.
That is. That's right.
It's a jam.
It's when they discovered marijuana. That's a great story. I don't know if it's true, but have I told you the story?
No.
It's apparently somebody introduced the Beatles to marijuana.
Bob Dylan.
Well, he hands him a joint.
Mm-hmm.
And Ringo smokes the whole thing. Doesn't know he's supposed to pass it.
So he's just in the spirit world.
Yeah, and so he writes Octopus's Garden.
Wow.
And they're like, that's a hit, Ringo.
That's a hit, man. That's hilarious.
It's the story I was told. I don't know if it's true. But yeah, 202,000. This is down from the peak of 670,000 back in 2009. You basically look at the Trump presidency, and it's a reverse hockey stick. I mean, just yep. fell off a cliff. 202,000. It's an indication the labor market continues to tighten, employers holding on to workers and loathe to let them go. Yeah. How about that? So those are the two things. So the question is, people, when Donald Trump said, I'm going to bring jobs back to the United States, did you think he was kidding? Because what he's done is totally use American economic leverage to say, nope. No more building stuff in Germany when you can build it here.
Right.
No more building stuff in China when you can build it here. Still working on China, but we'll get there.
China.
We'll get there. China. I think it's really China.
China.
China's so passe. I remember going in 2000. I think it was.
You went to China?
2000. No, I went to Washington. I went to CPAC. It was like 2000-ish.
I'm sorry.
Well, let me tell you, CPAC was fun back then.
Oh, I know. It's just, you know my thing on
basically any gathering.
Well, I'll say this though.
I'm not just an anti-parade guy or anti, like, I mean, literally any gathering that's like about something, not really my thing.
I met people at CPAC. I still to this day continue to get work from.
Yeah,
for that was back when I was like 19 years old, 21 years
old. Yeah, I worked in DC for like 6 months and still do work for the PR firm that I worked there for.
Yeah.
In 2001.
Yeah. And this song wasn't about Ringo, was it?
No.
No. It was about another British. No, was it? This was about
another giant mouth person.
Who was it?
Mick.
That's what I thought. Who's in the United States to get surgery. I wonder why he doesn't get it from the NHS over there in England.
Because he has money?
Yeah, but I thought they had a great free health
care
system.
Money?
Are you listening, liberals? We'll be back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
April is Parkinson's Awareness Month. The Rocksteady Boxing Program at Metro Fitness is putting on a prom to raise awareness for Parkinson's and to raise money for the Rocksteady Foundation. Mark your calendars for Thursday, April the 25th from 6 until 8 p.m. at Metro Fitness. $25 for a single or $40 for a couple. Tax deductible. Come dressed in your prom attire and enjoy a DJ, photos, and of course food and drink. All for a great cause. For more information, contact Metro Fitness or check us out at metrofitness.com/rocksteady.
I'm the CEO of a business with a big computer network. Now, I'm not a computer guy, but I need to make sure that my network runs flawlessly day in and day out. When the network goes down, so do we, and we rely on Bachelor Technologies. They monitor my network 24/7. They know issues before I do, and they fix them. When there's a failure, Bachelor is on it. Bachelor Technologies worries about my network, so I don't have to. Learn more at wearebt.com. Bachelor Technology.
Let's face it, we all get on the tight sometimes financially. A bill is due and there's too much month at the end of the money. Get the cash loan you need now without any loan applications at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville. Pawn your jewelry, electronics, tools, or equipment. Even sell your scrap gold to help you bridge between paydays. High Caliber Gun and Pawn can help you make it with a loan till payday. Looking to buy a handgun, hunting rifle, or shotgun? High Caliber Gun and Pawn has a huge selection with prices better than those at gun shows. They offer in-house and factory warranties are included on all firearms. And that don't mean just 7 days. Check out their huge selection of World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and U.S. military history items for sale. Active military, get your first transfer for free. So whether you're short on cash till payday and need a loan, or you're a gun enthusiast looking to buy a firearm, or just curious as to what they have to offer, head to High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville today, just across from Prattville Farm Center. Get the cash or guns you need at High Caliber Gun and Pawn in Prattville.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Very active weather pattern for the next several days, and you can stay on top of it with our weather app, so get it on your phone or tablet today. It'll be a warm day today, high around 76. Scattered thunderstorms developing this afternoon and becoming more likely late in the afternoon and into the evening hours. And tonight, some of the storms could be on the strong side, damaging wind gusts possible in a couple of the stronger cells. Low temperature tonight down to about 61. Tomorrow and Saturday, scattered thunderstorms are a good bet at times. High tomorrow, 80. Saturday's high, low 80s. Sunday, more thunderstorms developing. A few of those could also be on the strong side. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
What's getting in the way of you living your best life, your prime life? Visit Prime South Bank and you'll find the service and tools for you to enjoy a prime life. From free checking to the perks of personal attention, Prime South Bank is ready to serve you in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Montgomery, and online. Member FDIC.
Thank you.
from Atlanta was murdered in Memphis. Did you see him laying at the Lorraine Motel? Did you hear them say that the CIA is witness to the murder of a man at a motel in Memphis?
They make April 4th the hotel.
What do you mean?
I mean, why didn't they make it the holiday? April 4th.
Because we're not celebrating.
We're not on, are we?
Yeah, we're on. Oh. No, I mean, we're not celebrating the fact that he got killed.
And April's a better month to have a holiday than January.
I totally agree.
You can't have a parade in January in most of the country.
I know. It's like we've just gone through Christmas. Like, we don't need another day off.
Well, I mean, I understand that, but that's what I'm saying. January is a terrible day for holiday. You get eaten up, you get lost, it's cold, it's gray, it's dreary. April 4th, you got flowers blooming, you can celebrate the man's life, but, legacy.
They did it because they didn't, I mean, seriously, they didn't want to do it like...
On his death?
Yeah.
But a lot of saints, their saint days on the day they died.
I get it, but...
I don't know, he had a remarkable life.
And, I promise you that...
It deserves a better holiday than January.
I promise you that there would have been backlash if they had tried to set it for April 4th.
When's his birthday? Is that what it is in January?
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
I'm looking this up because this is scandalous.
And you know, it's crazy. Like, what's the deal? He would have been like, he was only like 40 or 41 when he got killed.
Was he really?
Yeah, same with Elvis. Elvis died when he was 42, so they'd both be like.
You can't compare Elvis to Jake.
But they don't. But what I'm saying is.
He was 39 when he died.
Jesus.
39 years old.
That's bananas, dude.
He had just turned 39.
So he
was born January 15th. Yeah. So look, I'm going to tell you right now.
He'd be like 90.
I was born in December. So when my holiday is set, don't do December 2. If I die in, say, June or July, do it then.
Right.
Do it then. Or a nice spring holiday would be nice.
Well, see, I mean,
there are no holidays in August, are there?
I don't think so.
Well, perfect time for a holiday.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like, I kind of feel the opposite because, like, my birthday's in the middle of July. And, like, don't, at the end of July, like, don't make my holiday the end of July. It's too hot to do anything.
Well, but in Maine, it's not. In Massachusetts, it's not.
Yes, it is. you ever live there?
No.
Yeah, they have what's called black fly season, Baron, between, like, the end of June and, like, the and
have
Labor
I lived
Day.
In Maine? I've never
lived in
to
Pennsylvania.
Maine. I know, but Maine's different.
It's not that far from
I'm
Maine.
I'm not a lesbian. I don't go to Maine.
It's only, like, 5 or 6 hours. You didn't get... I mean, like, you can drive, it takes longer to drive from, like, here to South Carolina than it does from Pennsylvania to Maine.
Probably.
Well, distance-wise. But you run into this thing called traffic.
I was told everybody there drove a Subaru Outback with a rainbow flag on it. That's what I was told about Maine.
But you know the trick, right? Just go 20 miles inland.
And
you're
normal?
In Alabama. From anywhere.
That's every state. That's California. That's Washington. That's Portland. Something about liberalism and looking at an ocean.
Right. Well, they got all the good real estate, so then they got the money. You know, you got to be rich to be a liberal, Baron.
I don't know about that.
It helps, though.
It helps. Man, it's easy.
It's easier to talk about, you know, giving away lots of money if you have lots of money.
Speaking of, you know, we just raised our gas tax here in the United States, in Alabama.
We did?
Yeah.
When? Like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, probably. Washington's looking at doing it again.
Of course they are.
You know the argument they're using? Nobody's raised a gas tax since 1993, except every damn state in the country.
Right.
This is about the stupidest time you could ever...
Seriously. Let's put some brakes on this economy.
Golly.
It's Baron, it's too good. Oh, wait. Are they're finally tired of winning in Washington?
Apparently. I think he's trying to find common ground with Democrats. So he looks for, like, Democrat Kay Ivey. What would she do?
I told you what I would have done.
What?
I would have put, like, the very first thing I would have done, I would have put the infrastructure bill.
First.
And I'd have put the wall in it.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yes, Mobile, vote against the new tunnel.
Yeah.
You know, Montgomery, vote against the Outer Loop. But then, I mean, and then, like, liberal districts, like Atlanta, vote against, like, fixing that bridge that collapsed, you know, whatever it is.
I mean, I would have...
Leverage.
I would have put a $5 trillion infrastructure bill. Every airport in the country rehabbed. Every subway station. Every train station. Every bus station. Every road. Every bridge. We got 600,000 bridges. They said we have 600,000 bridges. 40,000 of them are under the weather. Redo every one of them.
Redo them all.
Why would you not rebuild every bridge? I want a perfect country.
Yeah.
The economy is booming. He knew what the economy was going to do.
Exactly.
Economy's booming. We're not raising taxes.
The man's name is in gold on hotels all over the world. He knows what he's doing.
He knows what the hell he's doing. It's unbelievable. Dante.
The God Emperor.
He is the God Emperor. My daughter the other day looked at my... Have you ever seen my lock screen? My daughter looked at it the other day and said, Daddy, what is that?
What do you mean, what is that?
It's the God Emperor.
It's the God Emperor, sister.
It's a playoff of the Godfather cover.
Baron, the one thing I really enjoy about you is you're like me. You live your gimmick.
What do you mean?
You just... Like, there's no separation between, like, the person that you purport to be and the person that you are. Like,
I am.
That's me too.
The very stable genius.
What you see is what you get.
Yeah. But, you know, I can call shenanigans. If he wants to raise a gas tax, I'll say don't do that. That's a bad idea.
Is it Trump that's floating it, or is it
cocaine
Mitch?
It's actually Trump and Nancy and Chuck.
Yeah. Well, they're all New Yorkers. You know.
Except for Nancy.
Well, I mean,
she's in Napa.
Yeah, that's true. Isn't her district like the heart of San Fran, though?
I need tens of millions of dollars. I would love to try liberalism for a while.
I would take the mental illness of liberalism for the millions.
I would. That's what I'm saying.
It's a fine trade-off.
I mean, I'll talk about the injustices to the downtrodden, repressed minorities. I mean, you name the issue. I will carry the issue. I need millions, though.
Yeah, millions.
Not five.
We'll open the show with the Internationale.
Yeah.
For, 10 apiece?
No, I'm talking...
25 apiece?
I need 50.
20, yeah.
50 to 100. I need enough that I can't go broke.
100 is, like, hard to go broke on.
Yeah.
You got to be Antoine Walker to go broke on 100 million.
You can go broke on five. That's a couple of bad investments.
Yeah, that's nothing.
You know, I need enough that I can't go broke.
It's probably easier to go broke on 5 million than it is on 500 grand.
Oh, probably. Probably.
Because you think you're rich.
Because, you think, I can do anything.
Sure.
And then all of a sudden, next thing
you're
know, it's gone.
Oh, wait. It's all gone.
I can order a dozen roses every day. You know, I mean, just little things like that. Now, Elton John was spending like 10 grand a day on flowers. Unbelievable. Because he liked the smell of fresh cut flowers.
Check this dude out. I'm not sure what's going on, but there's a dude on Fox like, he's probably blind. I'm sorry.
He lost his vision in both legs while deployed in Afghanistan.
I thought he was... So
I thought he was like Jim McMahon.
Yeah,
just wearing sunglasses.
Took a pencil to the eye.
Those are good. I think I have those.
Yeah, I mean, he looks kind of stylish. I was just like, wait, what's going on? There's a dude just rocking. Well, because of the glare, too.
He's killing that beard. You just don't see people on television in sunglasses. It's shocking.
Right. Yeah, I was kind of like, wait, what?
It's shocking.
And also on Fox, there's that dude that's in our third hour, the guy that's the wrestler or whatever, that's always wearing, you know what I'm talking about? You said he's got the fake hand tattoos.
Oh yeah,
you know, I thought it was like a bit. if you're listening and if you're watching Fox, I did not in any way mean to denigrate this man or his mission.
No,
he's awesome.
Nobody would suspect that. It's just, I mean, you're allowed to be taken back when you see a guy on TV in sunglasses.
Yeah,
I mean,
I thought it was a bit. Reader, it's not a bit.
You want to trade, Dave? I'll gouge your eyes out with a fork.
Let me bring my bone saw over to your house, Bubba.
Take your legs at the knees. We'll be back, guys. 272-9228. Oh, I'm glad they're braver people than I am.
Heck yeah.
We live in a free country because that reality exists.
Right.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job
job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Get your spring cleaning done with specials on AC tune-ups, electrical safety inspections, and drain camera inspections. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie.
5033.
Mr. Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Queen mattresses started only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I love that Rich Thomas's office is directly below my feet. Because when I'm rocking out and really killing it on the bass, on the kick drum, I know he can hear me. Alright guys, we got some phone calls to get to. 272-9228 is the number if you want to get in. 272-9228. We'll head to those phones in mere moments. It's 11 minutes to the top of the hour. Dave Mowry and Baron Coleman here with you from 9 to noon. It is a glorious Thursday. Actually, it's only glorious for a little longer, and then it's going to be a miserable, gray, rainy Thursday. But not yet. Not yet. Because News and Views is on, so there's nothing miserable, gray, and rainy while we are on the air. Auburn House Wash is in the River Region. I had the chance to talk to Spencer just yesterday, and he said his professionally trained employees, uniformed, looking good, wowing and exceeding all customer expectations with their low-pressure proprietary wash system that doesn't damage your house but makes it look good. The videos, I saw a video on his Facebook page. Anyway, he told me that they are killing it in the River Region.
I actually watched one of their videos yesterday.
Isn't it incredible?
Yeah, it's good.
It's a great, it's a professionally done, well-structured video that you can understand what they do. It's not often you can watch 30 seconds or a minute-long video from somebody and understand what they do for a living. It's hard. It's hard to tell a story in 30 seconds or a minute. They do it, and they do a good job. Right now, if you call 826-WASH, they'll send somebody out to you to talk to you. 826-WASH, or jump online, auburnhousewash.com, or check them out on Facebook. If you go to their website, auburnhousewash.com, or their Facebook page, you can watch an introductory video, see what they do. Basically, they take your old, mangy house and make it look amazing. They wash the outside of your house.
Yeah.
They wash the deck, the curbing, the driveway, the walkway, the patio, the actual brick or the wood or the paint, the trim, the windows, the roof. They wash your house. They give it a bath.
Give it a bath.
And it looks brand spanking new when they get done. It's incredible how good it looks. AuburnHouseWash.com. Mike.
How are you doing there?
Doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm all right. I just got addition to my family. 2 twin girls, healthy.
Mike.
And
that warms everyone's heart.
Congrats, brother.
That's fantastic. How long ago was this today?
Yesterday. Back at work right now. Yes.
Back at work.
You're back at work. That's what I'm talking about.
It's a man.
That's what I do. I go back the same day if I got time.
You know what? This is my first time calling. Man, you probably disagree on a lot of things, but I'm pretty sure you're a good father and you got those kids. And when I know those twins were coming, I was thinking about you. So,
well, Mike, let me tell you, you warm my heart. You don't have to agree with everybody to get along.
That's exactly right.
And I'm proud of you. These
I'm still listening to the show.
Yeah, well, everybody listen.
Everybody listen.
Are these your first two?
No, actually, this is 5 and 6.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about. How's your oldest?
16.
16 years old. That's a pretty good spread there.
It is, and my old lady, she got fixed yesterday, so we're done.
She's not a dog, Mike.
Well, you know. I didn't mean it that way.
Yeah, I didn't mean it that way, but it was we don't need it anymore, so we got our hands full. This is enough.
Well, man, I'm proud of you.
That's awesome.
Congratulations. Love on those babies all the way. 16, man, it comes fast, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. And I appreciate it. And I also wanted to put out there, I know you guys talk about basketball. Auburn is doing good right now. Steph Curry just got his eyes corrected. So
look out.
Well, now he's going to be able to hit threes from, yeah.
Well, let's see. LeBron got his eyes corrected in 2007, and his percentage went up. So I'm just putting it out there. So look forward to that.
Steph Curry is the most lethal assassin in the history of the game.
Assassin, yes.
Without a doubt. And if his percentage goes up,
yeah,
watch out.
Actually, I believe it went up something like 43 to 49%, something like that, in the past 3 weeks.
Just look out. It's not even fair.
That's unbelievable.
Not even fair.
All right. Thank you, guys. I might call back later. Maybe we'll disagree because you're alpha. I'm a double alpha, so we have a good conversation.
Well, we might fight, Mike.
Call back anytime.
No. It's all respectful. All right.
That's what's up.
Leave the women and six kids at home for that call. I'm just kidding.
I will do. I'm trying to help Joey out. I've been talking to Joey, been befriending him, so maybe I can get him going.
Mike, he needs all the help he can get.
I need help, Mike.
No, I'm talking about Joey.
He's a sharp guy. He's a sharp guy.
Joey needs more help.
Okay.
I need help. Joey needs more help. All right, appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, Mike.
Twins, man.
What a call.
Twins.
I like that. He called in to say, you know, look, we don't agree, but I listen.
He listens. Well, who listens?
Everybody.
I'm telling you what, twins.
Oof.
Mike scared the hell out of me right then.
Oof.
I don't know what I'd do if I had twins.
Oof.
Whew. Mike, you scared me. I can't even talk anymore. I'm sweating. My palms are sweating. My mouth's dry. My eyes are red. Sounds like it's not a twin problem. Our number 2729228. Twins, man.
Twins.
They asked Steph Curry one time. I saw an interview and they said, Steph, how you make so many threes? He said, I shoot for the back of the room. I mean, just meaning he doesn't know. He's just unconscious.
He just drains, man.
The guy can bomb. You know who else can bomb? Purdue had two players who could bomb. Did you watch any of their game?
Mm-mm.
When they played Tennessee?
Yeah. I did watch it. But
that,
I don't
that
I don't,
Klein kid?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's unconscious. And Edwards, a little, they had him listed at 5'10", but I think that's if he was standing on coffee cans. But he could bomb. They both, I mean, Edwards had the most points in the history of the tournament through four games.
Wow, really?
Yeah. It was like 140-something points or something. I mean, it's just something stupid.
That's the game these days.
What, shooting?
Yeah.
You know
what it is.
You know why Auburn's going to win the title, right?
Because they can drain and they can play defense?
Well, yeah, but slow teams historically don't win tournament titles.
Correct.
Because
ask Dean Smith.
You keep playing.
Ask Virginia.
That's what I'm talking about. You keep playing progressively better talent. And when you're slow like that, you can beat the pants off of any team lesser than you. But once you start playing teams of equal talent, it's a 50-50 game.
Yep.
And so you might be 34-2. Because you play that slow, grinded out. But the two teams you lost to were like Duke and North Carolina.
Right.
And so when you play a Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky, or Auburn the way they're playing right now in the tournament, it's tough. It's tough. You know, I think I said this on our group text. I think my dad told me this, and then Jessica told me it was on the broadcast maybe. The only team to ever beat North Carolina, Kentucky, and Kansas in the same tournament won the title.
Oh, the only other team.
The only other team.
Who?
Arizona.
Ah.
Back in the 90s.
Arizona.
And, I don't think anyone has ever beaten North Carolina and Kentucky back-to-back.
Right. And, frankly, run them out the building. Kentucky held closer, but at the end, what was the spread?
10 or 12.
Yeah.
I mean,
but I mean, they ran Kansas and North Carolina out the gym.
Yeah. They, I mean, they like, weren't, those weren't close games.
They embarrassed them.
Yeah, those weren't close games. At least, well, Kentucky got off to that hot start.
They did.
But Auburn was getting open buckets, open looks. They just couldn't connect.
Remember, I was convinced that they blew it when they went to overtime. Like, yeah. They blew it. It's over. It's over, Johnny.
We have a group text that got very sour very quickly.
It's very up and down, you know.
Our group texts tend to be emotional roller coasters.
There you go. That's
nothing's funny. Okay.
No.
It's like, no, man, that pasta sauce looks like dog vomit. Yeah, or, oh, my gosh, I would kill a child to have a bite of that steak. There's no like, it looks all right. It's pretty good.
Actually, there's one time when it's okay, and it's when you make an impeccable dish, but it's chicken. And Baron's like, he's like, God, that looks good. I hate it.
That's true.
Wouldn't eat it. Throw it in the trash.
You guys will have the best sides. You got nice starch all piled up.
I spatchcocked this chicken. It looked beautiful. Remember that? Like laid out flat,
yes.
Perfectly cooked. The skin was so good. Baron's like, looks pretty good for chicken.
That's what I said. I said, why?
Would not eat.
Why? Yeah, why? Why did you do that? Why did you waste your time?
I mean, there's pork right there.
You just wanted something to scrape into the trash? Why did you cook that? Who is this? You're on the air.
Fred, good morning, guys.
Morning, Fred.
Isn't this a fun time of the year? I'll tell you, I'm from Charlotte, and all we did was think about it, play, do, you know, it was just ridiculously fun. And one other question I've got from Mallory. Mallory, did you ever watch The Little Rascals? You're not old enough for that, are you?
I mean, I know what it is, yeah.
I mean, have you seen any of this?
You watched the remake.
A little bit, maybe.
I did not watch the remake. I'm old enough to have watched the reruns, but young enough
some
to
of
have...
them.
Not
right,
you know,
right.
Not cared about the remake thing.
Well, there was one episode called The Wild Man from Borneo, and
yeah.
Once I saw your picture, and you reminded me of, you know, Mallory.
I remind you of The Wild Man from Borneo. Well, thank you. Is that like being compared to Hercules Hernandez or something? Like,
did you really see that? Did you really see that issue?
Well,
he was eating these whole salamis and chasing the kids around the house.
Yeah, man, I know what The Wild Man of Borneo is. Come on, man.
Well, you know, he was big with, you know, big beard and kind of had, you know, whatever. Anyway.
I hear you.
I'm enjoying your
I'm going to take it as a compliment, like Fred.
There you go. And I always enjoy it when you're on, Mallory.
Well, thank you.
All right, man.
That's Mallory with three L's.
Right. Dave.
Dave Mallory. Our number 272-9228. My man Sam McClure over at the Adoption Law Firm. Man, he dedicates his life to providing homes for children. I mean, you think, we had a friend Mike call a minute ago, talking about bringing two more children home to a home of six children. And, you know, for some folks, they want to do that through adoption. And they think, oh, man, it sounds scary. It sounds daunting. It sounds expensive and time-consuming. Well, it doesn't have to be any of those things. It can be if you go the wrong route or you go alone and you don't have... you know, representation or somebody looking out for your best interest. It can be all of those things, but it doesn't have to be.